Hello, Mzansi. You're listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by OneIFRA, the Global Organization for the World's Press. I'm your host, Duncan Masua, and welcome to this episode powered by Molatech. Now, in this episode, we dive deep into the role of phosphate supplementation for beef cattle and sheep grazing on greenfeld pastures. And who better to help us unpack this topic than Neil White, Technical Sales Advisor at Molatech. Neil, thank you so much for joining us and having this conversation with us.
Thank you, Duncan. Thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking phosphate supplementation in the summer for beef cattle and sheep on greenfeld pastures. Maybe setting the scene for us. Why is phosphate supplementation essential?
Duncan, phosphate in summer on greenfeld ensures optimal production and reproduction in sheep and cattle. So this essentially means that it's linked to weight gain and calving percentage. The dry material of the animal increases by 25%. Not only that, but their body weight at calving also increases by 15%. So with proper phosphate supplementation, we see daily weight gain that can increase by as much as 130 grams to 320 grams per day. And essentially what this means is that the animals utilize the energy in the felt a lot more effectively than without phosphate.
Neil, that's quite a compelling case for phosphate supplementation. It sounds that without it, not only can we see lower calving percentages, but also reduced weight gain and overall herd productivity. And it brings me to my next question. What happens during a phosphate deficiency in sheep and cattle?
When there's a phosphate deficiency, what happens is that phosphate gets pulled from the animal's skeletal system. And what happens then is not only phosphate gets affected, but then calcium and magnesium as well. So the phosphate deficiency in total causes shortages in other macro and micro minerals and then ends up in metabolic disorders in the animal.
So then what is the correct phosphate intake of cattle and sheep per day?
And the correct intakes of phosphate, if I can start with sheep, will be ewes that are not in lamb, will be 1 to 2 grams per day. And ewes that are late pregnant or lactating with lambs is 3 to 4 grams of phosphate per day. And then moving on to cattle, cows that are not in calf, 6 grams of phosphate per day. Growing heifers, young heifers, is 9 grams of phosphate per day. And late pregnant and lactating cows with calves will be 12 grams of phosphate per day.
That's quite interesting. So it sounds as though phosphate requirements may sort of vary depending on the animal's stage of growth and reproduction. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, Duncan, definitely. What we see is that through different stages of their lives and reproduction stages of the animal's lives, the requirements of phosphate increase and decrease.
So is there then a difference in phosphate sources, Neil?
Yeah, we see a big difference in sources. And there is much as 80 to 90% differences in availability to the animal in dicalcium and monocalcium phosphates. At Molatech only uses monocalcium phosphates with a high bioavailability. And it's with great pride that I can also say at Molatech, we literally use the best phosphate that we can get our hands on.
I mean, that's great to hear. I'm glad you mentioned Molatech. Maybe tell us a bit more about Molatech's phosphate products.
We have essentially two products that we use as phosphate sources. So the Molatech Phosleak is a leak supplement that provides phosphate and 7 trace minerals as well as protein. And then we have the Molatech Phosblock, which is a weather and rain resistant block providing phosphate and trace minerals. Both of these products stimulate ovulation rates and they improve calving and lambing percentages. And then what we see as well then is that we see the improvement of energy utilization of green felt and pastures.
That was, of course, Neil White, Technical Sales Advisor at Molatech. You can read more on this topic by visiting www.foodformzanzi.co.za. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masua, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi. Thanks for listening.